Hi there, good afternoon, Hopkins School. This is Jay Mason, one of your judges here. Just to remind you, this is Friday, May 14th, 2010, and you are in Placentia, California, at the Placentia Presbyterian Church at the Music in the Parks Festival. I understand you guys are going to Disneyland tomorrow, so that'll be a lot of fun for you. Thanks for coming all the way down from Fremont, and you're going to hear a ton of stuff about me right now, so I won't bore you with all the details, but I'm looking forward to hearing your band and making some comments that I hope will help you improve your performance. I already like a lot of what I've heard, so one of these days I'll shorten that down. But in the meantime, it doesn't look like you have a warm-up performance, so I'm going to just turn on the tape when he's done talking about Dr. Dickey and myself, and we'll be back with you at that time. All right, guys, here we go. Nice to see you got a chart here by Dave Eshelman. Don't know Dave, but I sure do like his writing. He's a good friend of a number of people that I know down here in the LA area. Okay, good. They've got your names listed here, so we'll definitely have a few comments about the solos. All right. Looks like we're going here with Every Time It Happens. Steady tempo there on the start. I like to hear that. Need to work just a little bit tuning the unisons there between the saxophone and the trumpet. Okay, nice trombone solo. This is Rachel. Nice job. Yeah, I saw that you had the microphone put up there. They probably need to turn it up just a little bit more for future reference. I like how the saxophones are balancing to the trombone solo here. This room is a little bit tough to feel out. For young performers like yourselves, it's what I would refer to as a professional performer as a hangar or a barn. So you get a lot of slap and echo here. So you guys are playing it very well right now. You're not trying to overplay. So right in here, in this segment here, I'm talking about maybe back around 39, 40 in that area there. We're having a tendency to do something that's interesting because you guys are playing with such a nice supported tone overall. That you're getting a lot of for lack of a better term, backward masking. I was like, on a lot of these notes. And first of all, they're not marked that way, and secondarily, it does kind of tend to lose the effect of the offbeat hits. Okay, beautiful sound on trombone. Don't be afraid to play out a little bit more in the future when you perform this piece. Would be really nice, just Rachel, something to work on here. Maybe connect a little bit more on some of those eighth note passages that you have. I'm going to compliment the rhythm section. You guys are playing nice and tight, keeping it really steady. It's fantastic to hear. I'd like to hear a little bit more bass. I know you're probably compensating for the room, and that happens here a lot. Maybe up there it sounds bright, loud enough to you, but for me it's a little bit down. Yeah, unfortunately we're losing the solo here and there when we have the full brass section playing. Okay, overall, really nice phrasing on the part of the horns and the band as a group. Tuning within the various sections is not bad. I don't know who is playing lead alto. Your sound is getting out there. Yeah, very nice. I'd like to hear just a little bit more, maybe out of the saxophones in the segments where you play out a little bit, okay? So, overall, that was a nice treatment of that. You guys adjusted to the room fairly well. That's tough to do. I mean, some of you probably have not been playing for more than a couple of years, and that's difficult to do. But, boy, musically, that was nice. It was a beautiful piece. Good trombone solo. Rachel, nice on that. I think you improvised there a little bit in the middle, so that was really nice to hear, especially in a junior high school group. I think you guys can carry on here. This is the Heat's On, Sammy Nestico, one of my all-time favorite arrangers. Could have made a little bit more out of that crescendo to the forte. Good. Good. Saxophone's almost at 25. Well, that was really good there at 37, 38. Just be very careful not to rush. Same on drums there. Jeff. Maybe you prefer to be called Jeffrey. Nice lead in. Great to hear a junior high school band improvising here. So Jeffrey, just blow it out a little bit more on the solo. Yeah, I know we would probably like to have a mic, but I can hear you pretty well. So you got a big sound for a young player. Yeah, kind of like what you did there at the end. So on these background figures on the send-off into the solo here, I'd like those to be a little more crisp. I know you guys are working on that because I can hear that you have worked on them. Okay, this is Mitchell. Nice playing on the tenor. Again, really great to hear middle school, junior high school age guys and gals improvising. This is really a treat for me. The solos are very nicely conceived overall, especially for your age. I don't have a name of a drummer here, but I like what you're doing back there on drums, but it's very static. And by that I mean we're tending to play kind of the same figures. Maybe you need to do that for the band right now, but we'll do some serious listening to some drummers in big bands playing fast tempos and what they do. Interestingly enough, for some reason on upright, I'm hearing the bass better than I did with the electric. Careful there. All right, guys. Nicely done. Nicely done. Really great to hear a middle school jazz band at this level. So some things to be working on. This is all stuff that you're going to continue to work on for as long as you play jazz. So might as well hear it from somebody who's in their late 40s and still working on the craft. Things like the ending at 166. We're having a tendency to rush just a touch. Ba ba da ba da 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 da. Instead of ba ba da ah da 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 ah da 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 ah da 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 ba up da da. You guys are more in agreement on how to phrase and play things together than most bands I hear, particularly at your age. So on all of these figures where you have to play really tight and short, make sure that we all agree on how short and exactly where we're going to put the note, okay, from the drummer on up to the lead trumpet player. Beyond that, there's some pitch issues. It's really great to be able to talk about pitch issues in a jazz band and not necessarily how to play stylistically. I have very little to say about the swing feel, which is really great. Usually I'm talking a lot about swing feel. There were some unison issues between the alto and the trumpet. That's a legendary problem. So continue to work on that. Looks like seeing you guys walk by here, everybody's got good equipment. So it's just a matter of continuing to improve as players, really knowing what in tune sounds like. Beyond that, you know, use your ears to fix that problem. Chordally within the sections and within the band, especially on the first piece, I really liked the blend and I liked the overall pitch there with the intervals. So I think you guys are doing a really pretty darn good job with that. Just a kind of a general word, I'm sure from what I'm hearing that you guys do listen to jazz. If you don't, now's the time, because you're letting your bandmates down if you don't. If you do, really start trying to imitate. It sounds to me like a lot of people in this band probably study privately, and I think playing along with your teachers is going to continue to improve things. Man, there's just a lot of good stuff going on here. So keep working on it, and boy, I expect to hear some of you guys in the future really tearing it up. Thank you so much, and you'll read some comments here, but I look forward to hearing more from the other bands.